Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays. 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. It's Tuesday, that means we've got the Raw report for you here tonight. Raw was last night from Manchester. There were tournament matches to determine the, I guess, quarterfinalists now. And then, of course, the finals taking place at the Survivor Series. A new WWE World Heavyweight Champion will be crowned, with Seth Rollins out of action. Torn ACL, torn MCL, torn medial meniscus, knee destroyed. He'll be out of action at least 6 to 9 months, missing WrestleMania. We will have a new champion coming up here in just a couple of weeks. It was a very interesting episode of Raw in the sense that it was not interesting at all. The tournament matches were very by the book. There were virtually no good tournament matches. They were worried about crowd chants in the UK. I have absolutely no idea why. But as a result, they turned down the volume of the crowd. So how strange was it when I received an email from somebody who was there telling me, man, what a great crowd. It was like a WrestleMania crowd. And in my mind, I'm thinking, what? The crowd was dead for this whole show. Well, that was by design. They were worried about the fans hijacking the show, so they turned down the fan audio. I hope they don't do that on SmackDown. Turning down the fan audio made this show seem like a 5-hour show. It was so boring. But we did have some matches. We can talk about those. We have some men moving on in the tournament. We have some winners. We have some losers. We have Roman Reigns versus The Big Show. Dear God. All of that after the break. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Let's do some simple math. Say you get the Discover It card and you earn $96 in cash back. Now multiply it by 2. What do you have? Well, $192 in cash back. That's right. Now when you get the Discover It card, we'll automatically double all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. And there are no limits on what you can earn. It might just make your love for Discover double. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now at discover.com/double. Exclusive offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Business Loans Now is most known for 60-minute approvals and same-day funding for businesses across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for Business Loans Now, where your business cash flow is way more important than personal credit. Funding can be used for cash flow, equipment, payroll, and startups. Business Loans Now can also help with additional funding if your business has recently been underfunded by another lender. To find out how much your business could qualify for, I encourage you to visit businessloansnow.com.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll-free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Phone numbers 425-488-0525 is the studio line. That is 425-488-0525. Toll free 844-411-5411. That's 844-411-5411. And you can send text messages at any time to 425-780-7566. Text messages only 425-780-7566. We will be monitoring that throughout the show today. What did you think of Raw, everybody? Give us a call and let us know. Mike, what did you think of the show? Your favorite match occurred. I should start off with that. Kevin Owens and Titus O'Neil.
There were arms a flailing. There were feet a flailing. Kevin Owens was a flailing. And, hey, it was not a classic as I hoped it would be. I hoped at some point that they would spill outside of the ring. You wouldn't actually be able to see them, maybe over the announcer's desk and like a cartoon. Then you just see, like, you know, a monitor would pop up and, like, you know, some question marks or something like that. But I got at least a little bit of what I wanted. It is unfortunate that Titus O'Neil is probably not too much further along than he was some time ago.
He may have gone backwards.
But I am a fan of creating a Hoss division with guys like him and Jack Swagger and the Rusevs and all those other guys of the world where they can just beat the tar out of each other. But thankfully, and I don't think this was in any doubt or anything like that, the smarter heads prevailed. If anybody thought Titus was going to win this, you were clinically insane. And Kevin Owens went on to advance. And a lot of what happened last night, at least results-wise, I am okay with. Although, when we were talking yesterday, my whole thing was, okay, Cesaro can win. Reigns can get a win over him. Getting a win over the Big Show in the first round is good. He gets to slay his giant. But that match, and history won't show this, and people will probably forget, but holy crap.
I won't.
I know you won't, and I don't think many of the people listening to this show will, where, I mean, 3 minutes, 4 minutes would have been, 5 minutes would have been fine. Let the show get some heat, all that sort of stuff, and boom, you know, no matter what, at the end, it's relatively quick, and Reigns is standing over him. And for them to go as long as they did and to give show as much as they did, it was silly.
You know, I can't swear on this show because this is over-the-air radio, so I got to temper my tirade here. And I'm not going to waste too much time. I can rant about this and swear my head off on Thursday's Brian and Vinny show. But listen, is it that hard to figure out how to try to get Roman Reigns over? 12 minutes. Actually, Dave claimed this match was 12 minutes, but the report I got said it was 14 minutes and 26 seconds.
It felt like forever. That's the whole thing. It doesn't matter. It felt long.
It does matter. 14, 26, 15 minutes. Big Show has a bad knee. The guy can barely move. They have this Roman Reigns fella, and they bring him out here in Manchester, and they do a storyline where Triple H tries to recruit him into the Authority. He tries to promise him the world. He's Satan tempting Roman Reigns. And Roman Reigns, in what is supposed to be a great babyface spot, a heroic response, says, no, I'll fight my way through this tournament, even though I am the number one contender. Even though I should just be able to go to Survivor Series and face the winner of this tournament, I don't care. I'm going to fight my way through this tournament, and I'm not going to join the Authority. A defiant babyface reaction. And what happens? The fans boo! They hate Roman Reigns. All right, fine. You already booked the show. Guess what? You've got a lot of guys on this show that can go longer if need be. A lot of them, I'm sure, have been working some house show matches. I'm pretty sure if they've been scheduled for 4 minutes, they could probably go eight. So, when you know that these fans hate Roman Reigns, you should know that a 15-minute Roman Reigns Big Show match is going to be a struggle and a bad idea. Now, I don't want to sit here and say that I know everything about wrestling, but I'll tell you what I do know. I would have known going in, before the show even went on the air, that whether Roman Reigns was cheered or whether Roman Reigns was booed, a bad idea would be to do a long Big Show Roman Reigns match. You want to know why I know that, Mike? I know that because I've seen these guys have 1,000 matches. And of the 1,000 matches they've had, exactly one of them has been any good. And the one that was any good was like a Last Man Standing or something, where they had all sorts of gimmicks and they brawled outside the ring and they had every smoke and mirror gimmick imaginable to try to turn that into a good match. Every match that I have seen these two guys have that is a straight wrestling match in the middle of the ring has sucked. And so I would have known going in that a Roman Reigns Big Show singles match with no gimmicks with a Big Show with a bad knee going 14 minutes is a terrible idea.
Or
hold on,
maybe.
Let me finish. If I knew that going in and I was the promoter, and on top of everything else, I saw, oh my God, these fans here in Manchester, they don't like Roman Reigns. They think he sucks. Well, the first thing I would do if I were Vince McMahon is I would say, referee, tell these guys, 1 minute, Big Show tries something, Roman Reigns jumps behind, Superman punch, spear, pin, that's it. And get him out of there. And give Roman Reigns a big, giant win over a giant, over the Big Show. Make it quick. And I'll add time to all of the other matches here on the show. There are also tournament matches that people should care about. Did Vince McMahon do that? No. In his mind, I guess he thought, you know what? They hate this guy, but if we throw him in the ring with the Big Show for a boring 15-minute match, and we have the Big Show apply a bear hug for 5 minutes, maybe that'll get the guy over. Well, you know what? It didn't. I could have told you that going in. I can tell you that coming out. How can they not figure out what they have to do with Roman Reigns?
I don't know, because my or was going to be, you, the reason you knew this was because it doesn't matter if these guys have had a million good matches. It is now time in the, again, I would think leading into the Royal Rumble, which then leads into WrestleMania, and the fact that you need to know exactly where you stand with this guy. Try to strap the rocket to him and just have him kill show. Again, you can build all of it up like these guys have had a million competitive matches, even though they've only had one good one, and all that stuff. And then boom, bam, you know, after Big Show gets on him for a minute, pop, that's it. And Reigns gets at him, and there you go. Which leads into a match next week where even if he's booed out of the building, and he probably will be against Cesaro, you hope for the Cena effect when it comes to these U.S. title matches, where at the end of it, you're going to be cheering Reigns. And we've seen that in Reigns matches. They'll boo him for a while, and then they'll cheer the ending, and then they may boo him standing there with his arms raised. But, you know, you try to build on that aspect when you go into that match with Cesaro, and you'd have, again, maybe it didn't go perfect in execution, but those would be my first two goals. I would, again, they're obviously not theirs, but no, I don't understand it either, especially because it's time and all this stuff we've been talking about, how this helps Roman Reigns going back and forth with Show. I don't know, especially because it's not like Show's going to be in the mix at all for any reason. In fact, he should probably be out getting that knee scoped.
As an observer, a wrestling observer, all I can hope is that when this match was over, Vince McMahon said, man, I've learned my lesson. Let's not have Roman Reigns go 15 minutes with Kane. on Raw in 2 weeks. But, unfortunately, based on the fact that we've actually seen this terrible match a million times, and he still did it again, I have no faith. I imagine Vince McMahon standing backstage and going, "Oh, these damn Manchester fans. No respect for Roman Reigns. I can't believe it. It's the fans' fault that they booed him during this match right here." Oblivious to the fact that, no, booed this match because it sucked. We all knew going in it was going to suck. It sucked exactly as we expected, and I don't ever want to see it again as long as I live. And I head to a break, everybody. Back in a moment with your calls. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, I could use some recovery time here, so let's go to the phones. Toll-free line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Tony in Omaha.
Yes, Tony.
Hello, just comment and two questions. Raw sucked last night. I don't want to talk about it a whole lot. Biggest thing is really took the environment of England out of the show, which, you know, like the shows are basically all the same with the whole set and how they set up the ring and whatnot. And I usually look forward to the England crowd, since they're, you know, really exuberant and, you know, really hardcore, so they generally don't give, you know, the same type of reactions we get in the States. But the big thing I was calling about is I think it's time that Vince McMahon remakes or changes the business again. I think it would be smart to go back to, you know, the era of legitimate backgrounds also.
A pretty limited roster you'd have right now.
You know, since they have, like, more athletic and smaller guys, how about, you know, get away from the, you know, gigantic musclehead guys and try to go with the, you know, more athletic product and things of that nature. So the way it's going, I mean, the same Pat Hand is beyond boring.
Well, I know then, I want to thank you very much for the call. We got a bunch of people on the line, but I know that that's not going to happen because everything, I mean, Roman Reigns versus Big Show is the same thing that the McMahons have been booking for 1,000 years. So I have very little faith that all of a sudden the business is going to be remade. Let me say one more thing very quickly. I don't want to rant about Roman Reigns. I ranted enough in the first segment, but you know what last night's show told me?
What's that?
It told me that Roman Reigns is winning the title at Survivor Series, which may not be news to anybody, but there are many ways they could go. He could be screwed. Sheamus could cash in. But I, after last night, am absolutely firmly convinced that Roman Reigns is winning the title. And if Sheamus cashes in, Roman Reigns is going to beat him. And Roman Reigns is going to be your champion. And the reason for that is because this show was filmed in Manchester and it was beamed back to the U.S. And they had about 2 hours to do any semblance of editing. And at the beginning of the show, if you watch the show, you can see that they tried to edit in cheering when Roman Reigns turned down Triple H. The problem was their timing was bad. Normally, they're very, very good at this. They were horrible on this show. As soon as he turned down Triple H, you could hear everybody boo, and then snap of the finger, all of a sudden you heard everyone cheer. It was the most blatant, horrible example of editing and crowd sweetening that I may have ever heard out of this company. And then from that point, I guess they just figured, dude, we don't have time to edit this whole show. It's got to be on the air in 2 hours. And so they just turned down the crowd noise for the entire show. The point I'm getting at is, they could have just allowed the crowd to cheer. They could have just allowed the crowd to very loudly do the wave during his match. They could have allowed the crowd to boo him. They didn't. They were on top of things throughout the entire show to try to manipulate the television so that you, the viewer, thought that Roman Reigns was more over than he was. And to me, they went to such lengths to try to manipulate the television and you, the audience, and the viewers at home, that I'm positive he's winning the title. I'm positive. I can't see any other reason why they would go to all of this trouble. Dude, the guy's been booed for 9 months now. Why all of a sudden is it such a big deal to make sure that this guy is over on television in this package that they present on Raw? Because he's winning the title. That's why.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. And that's okay. It's just on the way there, like I've been saying, everything should be a stair step up where every time out, it looks better on Reigns. And then at the end of it, you can judge it from there, where if he continues to get booed out of the building, then fine, you turn him dirty and you have him go up against Dean Ambrose. If not, and people really start getting behind him, then great. Then you go ahead and go in that direction. If it's a 50-50 Cena thing, fine. Who cares? But at least on the way to getting to where you're going, it makes him look the best he possibly can. It, you know, otherwise, yeah, and because I know he could always turn heel and he could always win the title and turn heel and you have a story. But again, to get to that point, you want to put on your best with him. And they didn't do that last night with Show. And it's worrisome that they're going to continue to do that. I mean, Cesaro's a no brainer. But if they want to have Roman Reigns out there with long promos or any of that sort of stuff, no, just stop. Don't even give people a chance to boo him. Just stop with that stuff. And try to figure out a different way.
To the studio line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Rich calling from Tampa Bay area, Florida.
Yes, first
Rich. First time calling. Love the show. More on the Roman Reigns thing. Why do you think WWE continues to struggle with Reigns? Like, I feel like it's they struggle with the subtle presenting him the things about him. They can't do the subtle things to get him over with anyone. And they struggle so much with that. Like, why do you think that is?
I think there's a lot of reasons. I mean, one of them is they really want him to be the next John Cena. And when you look at all of the things that John Cena does, the Make-A-Wish, I mean, Roman Reigns was all over that Susan G. Komen thing. They were very, very, I mean, they didn't pick a random guy. They didn't just say, hey, Roman, go out there with John Cena. No, he was very carefully positioned. It was John Cena and it was Roman Reigns in that Susan G. Komen thing on Raw. And they want him to be John Cena. And so, to me, the biggest problem is, let's look at Eva Marie on NXT. Okay, she sucks. But they want her to be the number one top girl in the company. And they tried on NXT to push her as a babyface, and the Full Sail crowd totally turned on her. And so you know what they did to their credit on NXT? They turned her heel. Now, the problem is, John Cena has been booed forever. But John Cena is their number one merchandise seller, their number one Make-A-Wish guy, their number one everything. So they will never turn this guy. So here comes Roman Reigns. And Roman Reigns gets his push and everybody boos him. Now, if they were not pushing him as the next John Cena, they very easily could say, fine, you want to boo the guy? Great. They turn him heel and away they go. But no, because he's got to be the next John Cena, which in an aside, I don't think this is the right thing to try to make them the next John Cena. But because they have that in their mind, they can't turn him either. And so they're having the exact same problem they're having with John Cena, which is, let's try to find a way to get the fans to cheer him. The harder they try, the more the fans hate him. They have all of these stupid ideas like, oh, let's give him all these obstacles and have him lose a lot. Oh, let's put him against this giant for 15 minutes.
There's never, like, any real odds for him.
Like, no, they're all...
I think that's, like, they're all just like, we see right through them, everything.
Yes.
And it makes you feel bad for Reigns in a sense.
I do feel bad for Reigns. But there are also so many things they do that it's like, well, no wonder the fans aren't cheering him in this 15-minute match with the Big Show. This is hardly... I flipped out on the beginning of this show, not because this is the first time they've ever done something like this. It's one thing after another, and they do it over and over and over again. You know the fans don't like this guy. Why do you book these things that you should know are not going to get him over with the fans?
Because you watched Vince McMahon in that podcast with Austin really show how, again, he's going to go with the formula that he's gone with, and instead of letting some new eyes get in there and tweak that story for a modern time and letting Reigns be himself more when he is out there, because he's obviously not when put into those positions, and how he is being booked right now. Now, the booking part, I mean, is no matter what time and place this is in, does not make any sense unless he is bucking heads with real stars, and there are no real stars in that company. But even if that, again, even if you had these great stars in the past, no matter how big of a star you were, if you were, you know, in somebody's path and that was your job to get beat in 4 minutes and shock the crowd and here we go with this guy, that's what it was. And they just, I don't get it when it comes to Reigns. But I think a lot of it has to do with just, again, having some newer eyes in there to update something that used to work in the past, updating it so it works towards the guy you got now. Not everybody's the same. Hogan wasn't the same as Bruno, and Cena wasn't the same. Everybody's different. You have to treat them that way.
Toll-free line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up, Brian? This is John from Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes.
Oh, my God, man. I'm sorry, man, but this was the... how you doing, Mike? Before I start, Mike, I love Sin Limite with Carl Stern today, man. That was an excellent show you did, man.
Much appreciated.
All right, before I start, this show was, I didn't watch, when I saw the match, see how boring it was, I literally cut it off, and I just cut it off, and I said, I watch it this morning when I get up. This is how bad it was. Monday Night Football was a terrible football game. I did not watch it. You know what I watched last night, Brian?
What did you watch?
I watched poker. I watched the World Series of Poker Final Table. That was more interesting than football and wrestling today.
CMLL.
Well, John, I want to say that I thought that the show was boring, but I wouldn't go as far as to say it was bad, except for that opening segment. The opening segment was bad. The rest of the show was just boring.
No, Brian, it was boring. It had
Didn't I just say that?
Matches. Yes, I understand that. I understand what you're saying. I finally saw it, and it was just, I don't get it. When we talked Friday, I thought maybe they was going to book a great, they was going to finally, WWE can change over and do some book and make it book exciting, try to get everybody excited for this tournament. Maybe they're going to shut things up like
those. And no, they found a way to make a very fun idea boring. But you know what? It may not have been boring, but they made it boring. I'll tell you why after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
When you cough all day, you forget what a miracle coughing is. Your cough soars out of your mouth at 50 miles an hour. Your cough is faster than a greyhound and nearly twice as fast as the fastest man on Earth. So when your husband spends all night coughing, remember what an amazing world you live in.
Or else, try Robitussin 12-Hour. It soothes and delivers fast, powerful cough relief for up to 12 hours. New Robitussin 12-Hour, because it's never just a cough. Use as directed.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Billions of dollars continue funding every single year to businesses all across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they don't focus on personal credit. Funding can be used for payroll, equipment, added cash flow, and startups. If your business could use up to $500,000 within just a couple of days or up to $5 million within a week, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com. Find out how much your business could qualify for. That's BusinessLoansNow.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, one thing that I wanted to mention before we go back to the phone lines here, toll free 844-411-5411 or the studio line 425-488-0525. As noted, last night we got live reports from Manchester saying, my God, what a great crowd. It was like a WrestleMania crowd. And maybe, if they hadn't turned down the crowd noise, that would have been an awesome show. I don't think people, actually I do think people understand this. a great crowd can make a boring show a good show. And you give me a great show and you turn down the crowd noise and I will be bored. And again, as it pertains to Roman Reigns, they thought that it would be a better solution to turn down the crowd and provide a boring 3-hour show than to provide a show where Roman Reigns got a bad reaction, which once again tells me WWE World Heavyweight Champion at Survivor Series. To the studio line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's John from Arkansas, and you have pretty much echoed most of my sentiments.
I find that hard to believe, John.
You do?
Yes.
Well, trust me, you have. In a nutshell, you have encapsulated pretty much most of my feelings. They have got to quit being so, I can't even find the right phrase for it. But they're going on this model of what worked for Bruno Sammartino, and that kind of thing does not play now.
Actually, they're not doing that at all.
Well, it comes across like they're constantly going with this babyface thing and don't want to push a long-term heel.
Wait a second. That's what they've done with Seth Rollins all the way since WrestleMania.
Have they done it in a proper fashion? No, they bungled it.
Well, my point with Bruno Sammartino is, if you look at Bruno Sammartino's reign, there would be a heel that would come in, and they would do some match with a disputed finish, and then they would do another match with a disputed finish, and then Bruno would win. And then Bruno went years and years and years and years without being pinned. Beginning of this year started with The Big Show pinning Roman Reigns in the middle of the ring with a choke slam. And I don't want to say it was all downhill from there, but that certainly didn't help. How many times have we seen Roman Reigns lose leading up to this Survivor Series match? A million times.
I just think there's some sort of horrible disconnect that Vince McMahon has. He lives in this bubble and just cannot get out of that bubble he is in. And trying to steer the public to like something, it's not going to play anymore. It won't work. You cannot lead the crowd. And when you try to hide true reactions from the crowd, such as they did last night, it is only an indictment of your ineptitude in setting up a creative situation.
An indictment of your ineptitude. A fine line, John. I want to thank you very much for the call. A lot of passion here today, Mike.
I know. Well, that's what this thing has provoked. Everybody has wanted a new start. Everybody has wanted something fresh. Everyone, I believe, that even if they truly hate Roman Reigns and they don't just bust his cojones, they are at least looking for him to be somebody strong that they could at least can boo, like a John Cena sort of situation. They just didn't do that last night. Now, it is not over. The one thing we definitely know is Cesaro and Reigns is going to be good. I cannot fathom how it is not going to be good, but hopefully they do have their minds open. They do have a plan, because there's the other sad part about all of this is they have not even prepared Reigns with lines and haven't even prepared them with situations where, and granted, some of this is, no, actually it's all WWE, because I believe Reigns could at least act in a little bit of a different way if this was happening. They're not even preparing him to go out there and be booed, which you have got to figure, no matter what building you're going into, think worst case scenario, he's going to get booed out of the building. So in that case, make sure that he's in spots where he's not out there on his own and getting killed like he did a couple weeks ago. Make sure he's put into segments where it's 3 minutes long or 2 minutes long and it's backstage, or just have him utter a couple of words and punch somebody in the face. This is the stuff that I think is also driving people nuts, because, again, even if you want to boo the guy, at least you want to really actually get into the story and hate him, not go, there's Roman Reigns. He's just another one on the strap, you know, the scrap pile of the 50-50 guys.
Got a bunch of text messages here. I want to run into some of these. Why wasn't Bubba Ray used instead of Titus? The match with Owens would have been better, in my opinion. Well, I guess they didn't want to beat Bubba Ray again. And he also says, why not embrace the hate of Reigns? It worked for New Day and The Rock. I just talked about that about 10 minutes ago. The story is they want John Cena. And that means their top babyface guy has got to be a babyface. Come hell or high water, he will be cheered, even if he's not. This person says, how likely do you think it is for Kalisto to make a deep run in this WWE title tournament, possibly making it to Reigns and then losing? Would he be someone that WWE might want to push coming out of this tournament? Well, here's what I can tell you. First off, there's no chance. I expect him to be eliminated in either his first or second match. He's not making it to the finals. The Lucha Dragons were on their way to a big push towards the tag team title match with the New Day, but they've already been moved down the card in favor of the returning Usos. Yeah. So the fact that that happened tells me he is not in for a big push following this tournament. So I believe he is a body that will be beaten, and that's about it.
By the way, in hindsight, too, really not a big fan of the Tyler Breeze being in this tournament. Now, granted, he is not Roman Reigns. He's not Kevin Owens. He's not a lot of guys. He's being brought in at a certain point, and he's got his thing going on with Dolph Ziggler. But, you know, for God's sakes, you couldn't have just had him if he was going to lose. You know, have him screw over Dolph, which causes Dolph to screw over him. And I just, that didn't make any sense. And I know Dean Ambrose is a bigger star, but let's not push this thing like this is, you know, Hulk Hogan defeating, you know, B. Brian Blair in a match in 1984. For God's sakes, I mean, Breeze, in theory, is not that much further away than from Dean Ambrose than Dean Ambrose is to, you know, the upper tippy top of the card, at least until they prove otherwise. You could have done something that protected Breeze a little bit more.
I know that Dave didn't think it was that big a deal that he lost to Ambrose, but I do think it was a big deal. I may be old school, but I don't think that anybody should be called up to the main roster, debut on the show, and lose their first match clean in the middle via pinfall. I mean, the moment that happened, it was like, okay, well, we got another mid-carder. Great.
Maybe he'll be the TV champion one day or something. Great.
He's just a guy already. One pinfall loss in the middle, and that's what fans have been conditioned to accept. If you debut and get pinned in the middle of the ring in your debut, you're just a guy. That's it. End of story. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Yo, am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
All right. Hey, it's the returning Marco from Las Vegas. What's up, guys?
What's happening, Marco? How you feeling?
Good. Just first thing, really random question. Is the F4W store still open?
Should be, yeah.
All right. There's a hoodie that I wanted to buy. All right. Second, why are you surprised that they got this wrong again, Chico? You knew, didn't you not know this was going to happen?
No. You know what? Maybe I'm an optimist.
Hope.
But I could not have imagined that they would have put Big Show versus Roman Reigns again. I mean, I really couldn't. They've done this match so many times, and it's so horrible 99% of the time that if you would have said, Brian, true or false, the opening match in the tournament is going to be Roman Reigns versus the Big Show, and they're going to go 15 minutes, I would have said false. There's no way. None. There's no way.
Would you have preferred that over Roman versus Kane? Or Randy Orton versus John Cena again?
Dude, Randy Orton versus John Cena would have at least been an exciting match. Roman Reigns versus Kane, I'd have been pretty appalled as well. It's not even so much the match. Like I said at the beginning of the show, it's the fact that it went 15 minutes. If Roman would have come in, Superman punch, spear, pin, 30 seconds flat, great. You slayed the giant. You got it over with quick. We didn't suffer through 15 minutes. I would have been fine with that.
Well, at least you got to finish, whereas most times, yeah, I know your big pet peeve is a match goes 15 to 20 minutes and the end comes with a
DQ. Oh, man, there wouldn't have been a show today if we would have had a bad finish after 15 minutes.
Count-out finish, or how about a walk-out finish?
Oh, there would not have been a show. I'd have lost my mind.
Or about a music distraction.
That's another good one. How about in the women's match when Natalia distracted herself?
Yes. Oh, God. Oh, God. And then Charlotte, you know, I guess said hit my music before I run out there and run down there to save my friend who's being PTO'd on a table. None of this makes any sense.
Marco, I want to thank you very much for the call. I don't want to sound like a mean guy. I don't want to be so negative. But,
hey,
like, is there one guy on the creative team that's cool? Are they all nerds and geeks? Because I watch this show, and the way they book all of their baby faces, there can be one cool person on the writing team. Like,
has anyone gotten in a real fight? We would ask this all the time.
I don't care about that. But how can you book a babyface that distracts themselves?
life experiences. Has anybody lived in the real life, or are you just doing this out of what you think a wacky character on a TV show would do? I mean, these are supposed, this is still supposed to be simulation of sport, and if nothing else, simulation of real life, which doesn't seem, I don't know, maybe I grew up differently, but
Mike,
this is not my simulation.
Downplaying my point here about distracting yourself.
Well,
what kind of a person is so dumb that they distract themselves in a match, in a wrestling match?
You're right, but you're also talking about a business that where somebody's music hits, you crap your pants and have to sit in the ring in fear until they get there.
Can you imagine in UFC if Ronda Rousey was facing Holly Holm and Ronda Rousey decides, actually, you know what? We've had this before. It's Anderson Silva. When Anderson Silva was finally defeated, he was clowning around and he got knocked out. And everybody was like, oh my God, what an idiot. What a fool. This finally bit him in the ass. All of this clowning around. What a numbskull. He acted like an idiot and he paid for it. That's what happened with Natalia last night. Now, to her credit, she did at least win the match afterwards, but she was nearly pinned because in the middle of a wrestling match, she decided to lead the crowd in a We Want Sasha chant, and it led to her distracting herself and being rolled up and nearly pinned. Like, well, can you book your baby faces like this?
You got to at least give it to her. She's at least wearing that Brutus the Barber beefcake styled bodysuit she's got, so at least she's got that going for her.
Hey, I don't blame her. I blame whoever put that match together.
To be every stinking match, too, where Sasha, I mean, it's always going to be this, we'll play to you because we want, it's just, oh, God, just there's so many better ways with this awesome revolution.
What else do we have here in the text message bin? We were flooded with them today. Am I incorrect that they had maybe 4 days to rewrite Raw after the Rollins injury? How can you expect anything but a horrible show?
There's 2015 mentality for you.
You can't write a show in 4 days?
There's guys everywhere right now that just slamming their heads against radios. For God's sakes, 4 days is like a lifetime for... You got to be kidding me.
Who was it? It was Jerry Jarrett, I believe, was on the show. And I remember Vince Russo had written something like, you know, it took me... I can't remember. I don't remember all the details, but the gist of the story was Vince Russo claimed it took him X amount of time, and we'll just say it was 15 days to put together a tournament or something of this nature. And I mentioned this to Jerry Jarrett, and he said, if it took me 15 days to put together a tournament, I would be so embarrassed with myself. It's a 3-hour Raw show with nothing but wrestling matches. This doesn't take 4 days. This should take an hour. They got 28 writers.
Well, it's like we've been saying, too, all episode with Reigns. Sometimes, guys, it's not that hard.
Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here for the final segment of the show. One last text message here from Chris, Pennsylvania. Do you think WWE will go with John Cena versus Undertaker as the main event at WrestleMania 32? Well, I don't think they're going to go with that as the main event of the show. But I think there is a very, very good chance that Undertaker versus John Cena is going to be one of the matches at WrestleMania this year. So there you go. Tonight, in fact, as we speak, they are taping matches for Thursday's SmackDown tournament matches, and so we'll have the results of those on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com very soon. We got a lot of great stuff up there for subscribers. Mike and Carl Stern just did a 90-minute show, a brand new experiment, if you've not checked that out, a Sin Limite with Mike Sempervive and Carl Stern. Go up there and check that out right now. We've also got yesterday the Tom Lawler Show, UFC fighter Filthy Tom Lawler, is a regular every Monday for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. We're doing a tournament to give away free copies of WWE 2K16. We're doing the same thing on the Brian and Vinny and Craig show. So if you are a subscriber, make sure you listen to those shows and find out how you can win WWE 2K16. Also, don't forget, if you're a subscriber, to check out the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Hall of Fame issue, which went up last week. Dave's Hall of Fame issue, a bunch of new inductees into the Hall of Fame. We're working on a special project involving the Hall of Fame. Can't really talk about that yet, but I think you guys will all enjoy that. All of this, plus 7,000 archived radio shows, thousands of archived newsletters, all up for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. I'll be back later on tonight talking Retro Raw and Retro Nitro. A lot of great stuff. Check it out. Thanks, Mike, everybody at Byline. All of you, the callers and listeners, we'll talk to you again next time. Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.